Trump says historic U.S.-UK relationship not like it used to be under Stumbling Starmer. By Simon Kent on March 3, 2026. President Donald Trump despairs at the diminishing relationship between the U.S. and Britain, saying Monday the historic union is not like it used to be. He pinpointed left-wing UK Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer's stumbling response to events in Iran while pandering to Muslim voters at home as emblematic of the problem. This was the most solid relationship of all. And now we have very strong relationships with other countries in Europe, he said, with AFP noting he singled out France and Germany as growing supporters. After Starmer's initial refusal to allow the United States to use British military bases in its attacks on Iran. History shows the United States and the United Kingdom first fought alongside each other as allies since World War I. Following the U.S. entry into the conflict in April 1917, and have worked together ever since in common cause for freedom against oppression. Not anymore. Starmer's dithering and embrace of appeasement has stood out as other allies Canada and Australia remain steadfast in their support for Trump's attacks on Islamic tyranny via Operation Epic Fury. Trump used a telephone interview with the Sun newspaper to explain Starmer has not been helpful, adding, "I never thought I'd see that. I never thought I'd see that from the UK. We love the UK." Speaking from the White House, Trump said, "This was the most solid relationship of all. And now we have very strong relationships with other countries in Europe. It's a different world, actually. It's just a much different kind of relationship that we've had with your country before. It's very sad to see that the relationship is obviously not what it was," he added. Asked about accusations Starmer is pandering to Muslim voters for political reasons, the president said it could be. Speaking more broadly of Britain, Trump said, "It's also not such a recognizable country. I mean, you look at what happened over the last period of time and it's very different. London is a very different place, with a terrible mayor. You have a terrible mayor there, some terrible people. But it's a very different place." The scathing comments come a day after Trump described Starmer's reaction to Iran events as very disappointing in an interview with the Daily Telegraph, as Breitbart News reported. He said the outright refusal to stand by America may be a first in the history of the special relationship. Trump commented after the Starmer government blocked him from launching strikes from U.S. bases on British soil, which includes the highly strategic Diego Garcia and Fairford in England, the USAF's most important bomber base in Europe. The Conservatives and Reform UK both maintained timid Starmer should have been much more explicit in supporting UK allies the US and Israel. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.